Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Deliverance.
Oh, my God, you know how to deliver. You know how to save. And you know how to fix every situation that's going on in our lives. We pray that you touch right now, that you bless every listener, everyone that is on the line. We pray that you touch them, Jesus. Save and heal, forgive and deliver. Work every situation out, oh Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Prove yourself to us the more. We know that you're able, Jesus. We're depending on you today. No other help we know. We're looking to you, Lord. Help us to go through and help us to take you at your word. And where we are lacking in faith, we pray that you touch us, increase our faith, and give us that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Help us to contend for that faith. We know you're able, oh Lord. Oh, my yes. God, we pray that you look on your people everywhere. Those who are going through things, we pray that you take them through, oh Lord. Help them to stand, oh Lord. Teach them and help them to endure. Give patience, oh Lord, and endurance. Help us to endure, oh Lord. Help us today, Lord, come to our rescue. Touch us, oh Lord, and where we are weak, give us strength, oh Lord. Help us to go forward in you. Help us today, Jesus. Move, control, Jesus. Move, Jesus. We're down here waiting on you. We can't do nothing until you come. We realize that we need you today, Lord. Oh, my God, come to our rescue, oh, Lord. Touch us while we're praying and while we're waiting. Move, Lord. Move every obstacle out of our way. Everything that seeks to hinder us from doing the will of God, we pray that you move it, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, keep our mind stayed on you, watching under prayer. Help us, Jesus. Help us to be watchful, oh, Lord, under prayer, realizing we don't want to be caught up in the world and with the worldly things. We want to be sanctified. We want to be cleansed in the name of Jesus. We want to be ready and we want to be able to be caught up to meet you in the air. We realize that you're coming back and we are looking for your second coming. Help us to be ready. Move every way that's not like you and everything that is contrary to your will. And pray, Lord Jesus, that you will heal them that are sick and deliver them that are bound. Those are who are behind prison walls, we pray that you deliver them. Let your word go into the prisons, O Lord. Let your word reach out, O Lord. Help somebody to accept the word of God and seek your face and turn from their way. We pray that you go into the nursing homes, that you heal, save, and forgive. Deliver, O Lord. Look on those who are in authority. Look on our leaders. I pray that you touch them, oh, Lord. Help them to lead this country. We know you're able. In the name of Jesus, guide them, oh, Lord. Look on our elders, our pastors. Oh, my God, touch them, oh, Lord. Help them to lead the people in the right way. Help them, oh, Lord. Give them visions and revelations. We know you're able, Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you look on the mothers in Zion. Touch their bodies, strengthen and encourage them, O Lord. Lead them and guide them, O Lord. Give them wisdom and understanding that they may be able to teach the younger women in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, look on every lay member, every deacon, every evangelist, every missionary. Touch them, O Lord. Help them to do your will. Help them to stretch out on your word. Help them, O Lord, to go into the hedges and the highways and compel men to come. Help them, O Lord, to go to those who are weak. Help them, O Lord, to encourage the people to come together. Help them, O Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. Have mercy today. Be merciful unto your people. Oh, my God, we need you today, Lord. We need strength and power. Help us to go through. Oh, Lord, I thank you today, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I'm thanking you for your mercy. I'm thanking you in faith, oh, Lord, for what I believe you're going to do. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for how you bless
us. Thank you.
for, Lord, for providing and making a way by faith, Lord. I thank you right now, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you've already done.
Thank you for what you've done.
Lord, to continue to look to you as never before, realizing that you are our help and you are our hope. There is no other that we are looking to, but we are depending on you. Help us, O Lord, and strengthen everywhere. Look on your people everywhere throughout the world. Touch and bless, O Lord. Oh, my God, provide and make ways for those who are in need. And we will give thy name the praise in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist May. And we want to just extend a warm welcome to you for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host, Evangelist Sheila Hameen. I'm the Watch Care Minister of the Holy Temple Church of God, located here in Baltimore, Maryland. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, Incorporated, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president, and we thank the Lord for our pastor. We thank God for all the people of God, and we just thank the Lord for another opportunity just to come before him. And I thank God once again. Thank God for that prayer. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture, which is taken from, just a moment, get that scripture for you. The first chapter, beginning with verse 1, that's Psalm 1, the first number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and the Bible reads, I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, and it reads, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Thus I have read to you from the first number of Psalms, verses 1 through 6 in its entirety. And may the Lord bless us through the hearing of the word of God. And at this time, I just wanted to mention about our prayer list and ask that you will continue to keep all who are on the prayer list in your prayers. And those names I'll call out are LaVon Wilkins Jr., Missionary Lisa Johnson, John Henry Fuller, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, Elder Barry Johnson, Deacon and Missionary Gatewood's granddaughter, the Edmond family, Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Jeff and Jen Granitz, Dee Dee Johansson, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Omay and Wayne, Joseph Hall Jr., Mother Barbara Watson Austin, Titus Edmond Sr., and let's continue to keep all the bereaved families in our prayers, as well as the youth and our leaders and one another. So we thank God for those announcements. And just additionally, just to let you know, if you're tuning in for the first time, our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingsServiceTitle1School. If you wish to correspond with PrayerWorks Ministry, the email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. The mailing address for postal correspondence would be P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And if you have a prayer request, you can text 410-209-7503, or you can call and leave a prayer request on voicemail. You can also send a prayer request via the email address prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Also, I just want to take this time to invite anyone who desire to be on the broadcast live with us to dial in right now by using our guest call-in number, and that number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 7946408. And if you have a song to sing, a testimony to give, words of encouragement, or something that the Lord laid on your heart to share, you are welcome to use the guest call-in line, and you can call in right now. You don't have to wait, but you can be on the broadcast with us at this very time. And also, I just want to let you know that we have some other ministries throughout the week that are having their conferences, and these ministries are very encouraging. So we invite you, if you so desire, to tune in, and I have those lists in another place, but I can bring them out later. But this afternoon, Lord's will, we're going to have your reading. We've been doing this starting off this year, and this is a goal for us. It actually was laid on the heart of Dr. Evangelist Khadija Hameen to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation this year. And we've been sharing with you by reading on our broadcast some of these broadcasts, not all. But today we will again be reading scripture. Dr. Hameen will be reading scripture, Dr. Evangelist Hameen. And we're going to get ready for that. And so without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and turn it on over to her so that she can read the word of God. God bless you, Dr. Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Dr. Evangelist Hameen. Amen. Thank the Lord for this opportunity. And I realize that I calculated today as the 72nd day, but it's actually the 71st day. And I think we have explained that reading from Genesis to Revelation, I'm going by the number of pages in my Bible, which is 732. So dividing that by 365, I came up with 2, which means I need to read 2 pages a day in order to at the end of the year be finished. So I should be on page 141. I was on page 140. For thinking that it was the 72nd day. So what we'll do, 140, I should be on page 142, but on the chapter of, we're in Joshua, so we were in Deuteronomy, the last time we read this, so we're moving right along, six chapters in. And the third, Joshua 3, is the first full chapter on page one, my Bible's page 142. So I want to read the second chapter just to, so that chapter is not cut off and it's not much, not many. So I'll start with Joshua, the second chapter, and we'll see how far we can get. Joshua 2:1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. It says, "And Joshua the son of Nun sent out to Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, 'Go, view the land, even Jericho.' And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, 'Behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country.' And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, 'Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country.' And the woman took the two men and hid them and said thus, 'There came men unto me, but I was not whence they were.' And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, 'I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the kings of the Amorites that were on the other side Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and earth beneath. Now therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have shewed you kindness, that ye will also shew kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death.' And the men answered her, 'Our life for yours, if ye utter not this our business. And it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee.' And she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, 'Get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourself there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may ye go your way.' And the men said unto her, We will be blameless of this thine oath, which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of thine oath, which thou hast made us to swear. And she said, According unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. And they went and came unto the mountain, and abode there 3 days, until the pursuers were returned. And the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but found them not. So the two men returned and descended from the mountains and passed over and came to Joshua, the son of Nun, and told him all things that befell them. And they said unto Joshua, Truly the Lord hath delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. Joshua 3:1. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying, When ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near it, that ye may know the way which by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And he took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. Now therefore take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man, and it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon an heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priest bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priest that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon an heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zaratan. And those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. Joshua 4:1. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign unto you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priest which bear the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. For the priest which bare the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua, and the people hasted and passed over. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over, that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priest in the presence of the Lord, And the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh, passed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spake unto them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto battle to the plains of Jericho. On that day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him, as they feared Moses, all the days of his life. And the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priest, saying, "Come ye up out of Jordan." And it came to pass, when the priests that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priest's feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place and flowed over all his banks as they did before. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took up, which they took out of Jordan, did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, "When your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, 'What mean these stones?' then ye shall let your children know, saying, 'Israel came over this Jordan on dry land, for the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you, until ye were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever.'" Joshua 5. And it came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of the Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them any more because of the children of Israel. At that time the Lord said unto Joshua, Make thee sharp knives, and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made him sharp knives, and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskins. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise. All the people that came out of Egypt that were male, even all the men of the war, died in the wilderness by the way, after they came out of Egypt. Now all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord sware that he would not shew them the land, which the Lord sware unto their fathers that he would give us, a land that floweth with milk and honey. And their children, whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way. And it came to pass, when they had done circumcising all the people, that they abode in their places in the camp till they were whole. And the Lord said unto Joshua, "This day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day." And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month, And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover of the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn in the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the same day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, "Art thou for us or for our adversaries?" And he said, "Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, "What saith my Lord unto his servant?" And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, "Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy." And Joshua did so. Joshua 6. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, "See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord, and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the reward came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout, then shall ye shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once. And they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. And seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, but the reward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp, so they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. And the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye, in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed when ye take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that all the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brother and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive and her father's household and all that she had. And she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and buildeth this city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. In our last chapter, Joshua chapter 7. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took up the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, go up and view the city. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, and they chased them from before the gate even unto Sherebim, and smote them in the going down, wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord, until the eventide, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan, on the other side Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall environ round us round and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? And the Lord said unto Joshua, Get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except ye destroy the accursed from among you. Up, sanctify the people, and say, Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, There is a cursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst not stand before thine enemies until ye take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, ye shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof, and the family which the Lord shall take shall come by households, and the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he hath, because he hath transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he hath wrought folly in Israel. So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zarhites, and he brought the family of the Zarhites man by man, and Zabdi was taken. And he brought his household man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. And Joshua said unto Achan, My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done, hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment, and took in 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold, and 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran into the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua and unto the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, Why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burnt them with fire, after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised up over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. Thank God for the reading of his word. God bless you, evangelists.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. Truly enjoyed the reading of these scriptures, and it's just so beautiful to listen and to hear the wondrous works of God, and it's important that we obey the voice of the Lord. And at this time, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord. And if you have a confession to make before the Lord, you can do that right now. You can come clean and ask the Lord to forgive you. And ask the Lord, if you're not saved, ask God to save you. Praise the Lord. And just humble yourself and be obedient to the voice of the Lord. If anybody is sick in their body, desiring to be healed, just believe God. So let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, and let us humble ourselves before our God and pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you right now and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we ask for mercy and for forgiveness. Oh, my God, search our hearts and be merciful unto us. Lord, blot out transgression and wash away iniquities. We pray, Lord, that you'll forgive sins and that you will save souls in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we call on you, Lord God, for healing today. We ask, Lord, that you will touch and that you will make everywhere whole. Rebuke the sickness or whatever condition is plaguing the body in the name of Jesus. Lord, make your holy visitation in the name of Jesus. Stop by the hospitals, oh God. Stop by hospice, Lord God, or other medical facilities. And Lord, manifest your powers, oh my God. Walk up and down the corridors and go from room to room, Lord. Lay your hand on those who are sick and are afflicted. Touch, Lord, and raise them up in the name of Jesus. Do wonders, oh my God, and work miracles.
Dear Lord.
In the name of Jesus, oh my Lord, we're depending on you and we're looking unto you this day. And we pray, Lord, that you'll remember those who are on the prayer list. Remember those names that were called out, my God, one by one and name by name. Bless, Lord Jesus, with the blessing that each stands in need of. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, move by your power and send your anointing, my Lord. Destroy the yokes of bondage. Move the hindrance out of the way. For those, oh God, who are bereaved of their loved ones, give them comfort and give them consolation. Please, Lord Jesus, lift them up, Lord, and uphold them during this difficult time, my God. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, Lord, that you'll remember our leaders today, that you'll give them guidance, Lord, and show them the way that they should go and how to lead the people. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord, and remember those who are incarcerated. Have mercy, oh, my Lord, remember those who don't have food or shelter, Lord. Be merciful and provide for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, somebody is feeling discouraged. We're praying for them, Lord, that you'll encourage their hearts, oh Lord, and that you'll lift heavy burdens in the name of Jesus, oh my God. And we ask you to help us to obey your word, Lord. And when we hear you speak to us, Lord, help us to humble ourselves and be obedient to every word, oh God. Take away the drawback spirit. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Lord, take away fear and remove doubt, Lord. Oh, my God, please increase our faith and help us to believe as the scripture says. Lord, work wonders in our midst, oh God. We're waiting on you, Lord Jesus. We need a touch from you, Lord God. We need strength, Lord, and we need power. We need your help down here, Lord God. The enemy is trying to stop us, Lord, but we need you to intervene, oh God, and by to you, for you are the author and finisher of our faith, and we're dependent on you, Lord Jesus. And we believe you, Lord God, and we take you at your word. Continue to bless this ministry, Lord, to bless those who are listening, oh God, in a special way. Oh, Lord, let the blessing overtake them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we believe it, and we count it as done, and we give you thanks, Lord. We thank you for this prayer, Lord. We thank you for this broadcast, oh God. We thank you for blessing us, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for your touch, Lord. We thank you for your love and your compassion toward us. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We magnify you and we lift you up. We ask you, Lord, to remember us this day and let your presence remain with us. Oh God, we count it as done. And we thank you. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God once again for the beautiful reading of the Word of God and just reminiscing and thinking back on the Word of God and how God began to move and work wonders and miracles for his people. He's still the same God. He is the true and living God. Praise the Lord. And God, when he makes a promise, he will always keep that promise. So we are so grateful once again. Thank God for all of you for tuning in. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell at this time, or any other clergy who might be on the call at this time. You're welcome to have remarks. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful prayer coming through Daniel Samin, and also the reading of the word. I truly enjoyed listening to the reading of the word. I tell you, it just shows you a picture as it's being read. You can just picture what the people were doing, what they were going through, and what the Lord was saying unto them. And I just thank God, because we can always, out of the Word of God, I don't care how many times it's read or it's preached, we can always get a different thought from the Word of God. And I truly enjoyed it, and I encourage you to continue to listen in and hear the word of the Lord. God bless you, and I want to encourage Bandit Amin and Bandit Khadija to continue to do the will of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful, encouraging words. Any other clergy, or maybe Evangelist Khadija, you go ahead and have remarks.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I feel the same way. Like Venice Maybell began to express, like, it's, you can see the word come alive. It's living. And when you listen, even though I'm reading it, I'm listening too and taking it in, and that's the way I feel too. I can see it. And it's, I mean, how wonderful, like how great God is, just being able to see that through reading what he did for his people Israel. Even though, you know, they had their flaws, God was still so merciful, and he still did great wonders for them because they were his people. And I just love reading about this. It's beautiful. I'm enjoying it. Want to encourage anyone who may be reading, keep on reading. We are, again, six chapters in. We've got 60 to go. We can do it. We can do all things through Christ. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those remarks. Any other remarks? If not, we do thank the Lord for this broadcast on this afternoon. And I'm truly being blessed through this broadcast. And I thank the Lord for even blessing us to get started. And I believe God is going to continue to bless and expand this particular broadcast, this ministry. And the Lord has already proven himself. He's already done so many mighty and wonderful things. And I just want to encourage all who are listening to continue to read the Word of God, continue listening to the Word of God, hearing the voice of the Lord, always surrender to him. Whatever the Lord is commanding you to do, do it the way God is giving it to you. I know sometimes we might get in our minds, well, I want to do it this way, I want to do it that way. But don't do it your way. Do it God's way. The best way is God's way. It's God's way or no way. Hallelujah. And I believe that the children of Israel, they had their faults and whatnot, as was stated. You know, they were tempted, and Achan, he just could not resist the temptation. He saw the garments, and he saw that silver, and he took that, and he just stole it. And it was things that he did, and he knew he had done wrong against the Lord, but he thought that he could get away with it. But I want you to know that you cannot hide from God. You cannot get away with anything, because God knows about it all. So it's best
if he does
obey the Lord and just do what God gives you to do and nothing more. Amen. Nothing less, nothing more. Just what God gives you to do. Praise the Lord. We just thank the Lord once again for this broadcast, and we thank God for you and for your patience and for your prayers and your support. And before we close out, just want to see if there's anything else that we need to mention, or anybody have anything else? If not, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. We invite you to tune in with us on our next broadcast, which will be Friday at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, may the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night. Was there somebody on there?
Now, this is Daniel said, for saying God bless you.
Oh, okay. Amen. God bless you all. And God bless you.